And we're up to Perek of Dalet, the 24th day, the 24th Perek. But anyways, so over here, the Alter Rebbe is going to very strongly speak of not to talk during davening or other things. He says basically, if everybody else is davening and you are talking, you are being totally disrespectful to the Eibishter. You're pushing away the Eibishter. You're showing. And it says it's very important also what you show to other people. I mean, how you behave, what it looks like, you know, to other people. Very, very important. And he goes through how strict it is. Which is also follows the previous parak in which we learned about that when there's 10 people over there, the Alter Rebbe was talking about that the people should study together, they should not make a moshav leitzim. So let's look inside. Perik of Dalet. Ahuvai Achai, my beloved, my brothers. Al no toreyu. It's a whole paraphrasing the different verses. Don't, please, don't do bad. Reim, this is my friends. Ha'huvim li'yotzrom usnuyim li'yisrom. Those who are beloved to their creator, yotzrom, but usnuyim li'yisrom, and they're hated by their yetzahara, which means these are people, these are chassidim. They do the right thing most of the time, everything else. But then sometimes, in 1 minute, they do something wrong. They don't realize. A person should not make himself, even for one while, by himself, a evil before Hashem. There's a special time that Hashem wants us to come before Him and to daven to Him. That's the time that Hashem chose, which is the time of the davening. And one should not make that time, God forbid, in a way that he becomes a Roshah. Asher bochar bo mikol hayom. Hashem chose that time from the whole day. What is it? Lehikoel v'lamid l'fona b'shozu, so that we gather, we stand before Him at that hour. Shehi eis rotzin l'fona. That's a time of willing, where Hashem is willingly accepting before Hashem. And what Hashem does is lehizgalis, He reveals Himself lovei. To come to the minor, to the small sanctuary, because the shul is a mikdash ma'at, the beis hakness is a mikdash ma'at. Lifkoy l'shchinas kvoidoy, to count the divine of His glory. In other words, His presence, He's bringing down at that time. The Eibishter brings down His presence to remember, to count, and to bring down His presence. Hashoychen itom b'teich tumoisom. He dwells with them even in their impurity, which means Hashem with His great divine will comes down to the Yidden even in their, with all their mistakes, with all their negligence. Hashem is here with us. And He is found for those who seek Him, those who ask for Him, and those who hope for Him. Hashem is there. So what is the person doing? And the person is v'amesaper b'tzrochov. He's talking his needs. He relates his needs. You know, some people are schmoozing with their needs. Mare ba'atzme. So what does he show by himself? She'enei chofetz li'izboinen v'lirais b'gilui kveid malchusim. And perhaps he's even talking about just maybe his physical needs and everything else, instead of knowing he's the presence of Hashem. I mean, one is not talking about one davas rifa'enu, baruch aleinu, oreinu vanyenu, rivrivenu. I mean, all these halacha, this is the bakoshas rachamim. But we're talking about just sitting and shmoozing and about your needs. So, ma'ne ba'atme she'enu chofetz li'izbeinu v'lidus b'kvilu kved malchusa. He shows that he doesn't want to reflect and to see the revelation of the glory of Hashem's kingdom, because Hashem is here and you're talking about your needs. He becomes a impure chariot for the fool, for the supreme fool, which means the Yetzirah, become a carry for the fool. Shenamar Olav, what does it say about this fool? A fool does not want to reflect. So instead of sitting and reflecting by the davening and meditating and reflecting, so it says a fool doesn't want. Commission Kosuv Hazoyer VaHarizal, as the Zoyer and the Arizal write, the Hainu. That is, Shein Chofetz Liizbeinen VeLiros BeYikor Tiferes G'dulos Shemelach Malchem Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to reflect and to see the preciousness of the beauty of the greatness of the King who kings kings. Melech Malchem Hakodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Blessed Be. Haniglis lemaila b'shozu v'gam lemato, which above is revealed at this time, the time of davening. Also below, there is a revelation of the glory of the King of Melech Malchem Hamlochim. What does it mean? He's revealed. He's revealed to those who wish to see the Eibush there. He's there. Elachafetzim lahabit al kvedei v'godlei. Those who want to, those who wish to look to the glory and the greatness. Which wraps up and dresses up within the words of the davening, which is organized in everybody's mouth. So there is a revelation of Hashem in those words. And it revealed to each person according to his intellect and the root of his soul. Kediksiv lifisichlo yehulol ish, that according to his seichel, a person will be praised. And yehalol kesiv, which means a person praises. It's written that he will praise. So in other words, everybody praises Hashem based on his intellectual understanding and his level. He praises Hashem at the time that Hashem comes revealed in the davening of the words of the davening. So he says like this. Sometimes we know in the physical world, by a king, in the physical world, it's not easy to get to the king. You need a lot of permissions, you gotta go through the guards, you gotta get into the king. Takes a lot of effort, takes the special needs. So, but if the king comes out to you, so, and people don't take advantage, they show they ignore the king. So the Eibushter is the same way. Umalchusa dirukiya. The kingdom of the sky, of the heavens, by Hashem, is similar to the kingdom of the earth. Shederech HaMelech, the ordinary way of the king, is liyos chevyon uzoy bechadri chadorim, that his strength is hidden inside of rooms. He's very deep inside the palace somewhere over there. That's where he is. In the Kama Shemrim al Apsochim, there are many guards over the entrances. Ad, parenthesis, Asher Kama Vekama Mitzapim Yomim Vishonim, Liris Uzi Vekoide. Many and many wait for days and years to see his strength and his glory and his honor. Ukshol Oritzoyne Lizgalus Lakoil. So when it went up into his mind to reveal to everybody, Vehev Yirkoil Bechol Malchusim. And he put out an announcement in the whole government. Likoil v'lamed l'fonav, that everybody should gather and stand before him. L'areisum kved malchusi v'ikor tiferes g'dulosi, to show them the honor of his kingdom and the precious beauty of his greatness. So mishemed l'fonav v'ene cheshes l'rosi. So one who stands before him and doesn't care to see the king, umisasik b'tzrochav, and he occupies himself with his needs, he doesn't come and see the king. Kama gruah v'sechel u'pesiu, how bad, how lacking, and how foolish the person is. V'nim shel kamei b'snidnu mei nekol habriyis. And by all the people's eyes, he will be compared like an animal. What are you wasting the opportunity? You have to see the king, and you're busy with something else. In addition to that, v'gam hu b'zoyin ha'melech. In addition, it's also a degradation of the king. Baraisa lefanov, because he shows himself before him, she'ein is sofun be'einov, that he's not treasured in his eyes, lekabel nachas v'shashuim, that he will receive joy and pleasures and delight mahabit al kvoide from looking in his honor, the yofi and his beauty, yosem esek tzroch, more than his occupying of his needs. He shows that this is not important to him like his own needs. Begam, in addition, whom is chay ben afshi lemelech, he's also guilty with his life to the king. Al harois kloinu bizyon, for showing his shame and the embarrassment of samelech lein kol roya, for everybody that sees. So you're guilty of, with your life, because you're showing your shame and your degradation of the king. Everybody sees that you're sitting, talking in shul and everything like that. So it's not only that you are wasting the opportunity, that you are foolish. It's not only, so you're like a behemoth. It's not only that you're degrading the king, but you're actually doing it publicly, so then you are really guilty for the king, because you're degrading the king publicly. You're showing everybody that you don't care. Balzeh nemar, this is written in the pasuk, uksilim made him call it. The people who are foolish, in addition to being foolish, they raise their shame. In other words, they publicize it, they do it. Kloimar, even if you're a fool yourself, in other words, you don't care about the king, so you're foolish, but don't raise your shame so that everybody should see about this.